When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Off the Bench, thanks to McDonald's.
Macca's new surprise fries. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize.
And your local Tyre Power.
Big Easter sale now on. Save on Toyo. Visit your local independently owned Tyre Power today.
And a big welcome if you're tuning into the show for the first time. It's great to have your company. This is Off the Bench around Australia for Tyre Power. Get your free 5-minute tyre safety check. And of course, the new surprise fries, turning fries into prizes at the mighty Macca's, of course, proud partner of the Melbourne Mavericks too, as are Tyre Power. Magnificent to see the Mavs in action last night, by the way, in the first preseason game of the year. Big round of football. Welcome to all the stations joining us for the first time. KLFM, Voice FM, the Super Radio Network. We welcome those through the heart of regional Victoria and the mighty Ace Radio Network and the SEN Track Network around Australia as well. In the footy, of course, two matches in, and what a start has been Geelong beating Adelaide last night. They're 2-0. Old mate Pick's pretty happy up and about in St Kilda. It's Owen the Saints versus Owen 3. And St Kilda up and about. The Pies have got some work to do. Old mate Pick's is on location in Benalla. Huge race day. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Benalla today, of course, as we move into a huge day of the Euroa Cup. Old mate Pick's is hosting the marquee with Ben Dixon down there. Hello again, Pixie.
Hello again, Hutch, and hello to the new listening audience. It's a beautiful day in Benalla. Lovely. Dicko's turned up in the jeans and a long sleeve shirt. I said, Dicko, what's going on, man?
It's a little bit off script.
He's done one before, which is surprising. I can't believe he had the jeans on. Didn't read the play, but never mind.
He didn't. We'll get to that a little bit later on. And Margaret will join us in about 2 minutes. We might get to our Makita power play, though, Pix, in a big round of footy. Makita Power Play, of course, is for the Makita XGT. Experienced professional cordless power without limits. Cordless convenience, unmatched performance, innovation, and power without limits. What's your power, Makita Power Play of the week, Pixie?
Tom Stewart for me from last night.
He was good, wasn't he?
Absolutely superb. He was impassable. Anyway, they couldn't get it past him. I know that. They couldn't get it past him. His mark and everything.
He equaled the record for the most intercept marks in the game. 10.
He was unbelievable in his 155th game. What a player. What a career he's had. 150 games. Yep. A five-time All-Australian. Yep. And he's on track for another one this year. He's just a star.
I'm a big fan of Pedler as a player. But I'm not sure.
It's a bad matchup.
I'm not sure I'm a great peddler of him as a defensive forward on the intercept marker. That did
he's
not
big
work.
Enough. It
wasn't the right fit.
Like Stewart was just bullying him. I mean, Pedler's a good player. I like Pedler and I like Adelaide. I think they're going to be a good team. But I'm impressed by the Cats. I love the way they've started. Two good teams they've beaten.
When the person you put the most time into with a defensive plan and he breaks the record back at you, having been set the task by Pedler, who I love as an offensive player, I don't think that's going to be his cup of tea, Picks, the defensive.
No, Nixie, I don't think had a... That wasn't a great match. They had to put a bigger player on him. It was too small.
That was just a wrong fit, wrong town. Anyway, for me, it was Wangani Malera. I love the way he's a jet off halfback. He's such a beautiful user of the ball, and he's become an elite star of the competition. So the halfbacks, Picks, they're the new weapons of modern footy, and Wangani Malera is the key to unlocking St Kilda. So that's for the Makita XGT, experienced professional cordless power without limits, of course, doing wonderful things across regional Australia, the team in the ag market at Makita as well. But it's 10 past 10, the young of heart age of 93. We love her. She no longer needs to call us, Picks. We call her.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you for being. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Margaret is powering along, and we love her thanks to Tyre Power. Big Easter sale now on at Tyre Power. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Look, we're going well. We should start with our resident royal here. Our thoughts are with the very sad situation of the cancer news overnight for Princess Catherine,
who very sad I was,
who made a public speech. She'll be okay starting chemo, and everyone sorts her with her. But it ends unbelievable weeks of speculation. So I thought we might just start there with Prince in our thoughts. And what do you think, Mark?
Margaret? I'm very sad to hear that news. Although I've been looking at Kate for a while, and I thought she's painfully thin, dreadfully thin. But I didn't suspect cancer, of course. I hoped it wouldn't be. Look, I'm sure she'll get the bestest treatment that's possible, and hopefully for a speedy recovery in that direction.
You got a feel for her and the family. They've had.
I like Kate and William.
Yep.
And Harry, of course.
They've had to put up with all sorts of.
Time for the old man, but. That's the key.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you haven't got much time for the old man?
I haven't got time much for Charles.
Why is that?
Oh, I think he's a bit of a two-timer. He's been in his life. And I think he gave Diana a rough deal, and I loved her.
Yep.
I loved Diana. I missed her all our life. We've missed her. Never mind. That's life, isn't it?
So you don't like King Charles? You're not a big fan of Harry and Meghan either, are you, from memory?
Not really. Don't mind Harry. I think Meghan's caused him a bit of trouble. I think she's put the fly in the ointment there.
Right.
But I hope one day that they can see the way out of all of that and let him get back to his family.
Yep, fair enough.
We've got his brother anyhow.
We've got a hip, hip, hip for that, Ollie, out the back. On the
hip, hip, hip.
Yeah, she's a three-hipper, Charles, King Charles.
I thought Zipper might have taken that.
The old man. As I call him, the old man. Yep.
Now, no Blues this weekend. Are you sad?
Oh, well, I can't believe they've got to buy so early in the piece. So they shouldn't be real tired. But, however, they've got to buy, and I'm looking forward to them next week. I wouldn't be putting the red flag up too soon for Collingwood either. They're not out of the wood yet. They'll do all right. They'll pick themselves up and dust themselves down. There's a few of the stars that are lagging there. They want a bit of a lift themselves.
Do you reckon the media been a bit hard on them early, or fair enough?
I think they're a bit hard on them early. I think that perhaps it'll do them good. It might do them good to pick themselves up. But Darcy Moores couldn't get off the ground. He couldn't raise a gallop. He's got a lift and side bottom. The stars, the four of them, DeJoey, side bottom, Darcy Moore.
They'll be right, Margaret. They'll get their act together, I'm sure.
They will. They will get their act together. They won't lag too long. They'll get going. Yep. And St Kilda, well, they look a good side, but they were in spasms the other night. They were, you know, they got over the line, and that's all they had to do. They won well, but I don't think they're premiership side.
You don't think the St Kilda are quite at the level?
I don't think they're premiership side, Hutchie. I think they're a good side and doing well, and I hope they do well. Same with Carlton. I can't see them being premiers, but I can see them up and about there, give them a bit of a gut run for their money. Everybody.
I
think St Kilda will do the same.
Hey, did you see that pickle run on the ground last night?
See the what?
Bloke from the crowd ran out and bumped a player.
Oh, I did. I thought you said pig. I was going to say it wasn't a pig, it was a fella. Yes, it was. He was a brick, wasn't he? And how's he taking selfies of himself?
Oh, no, it was ridiculous.
He's a nerd. I mean, really, it's a drip. I'd say there's something wrong with him.
What do you reckon the right punishment is for those type of peanuts?
Oh, they shouldn't be allowed back at the football when they're distracted like that. Disrupt the game like that.
Especially when
he
was
to come back
in play like that too. Like, he ran where the ball was. I mean, he should be like,
no, footballers were touching him. I think they should have laid their hands off. But they could have been hurt. He could have lashed out at them. Don't know what he's carrying.
Oh, mate, the security guard, he wasn't going to catch him. He was asleep at the wheel. It needed keys to take care of him in the end.
Yeah, they're a bit of a donkey. Got to get rid of those type of people. I don't know why they go to the football.
I think you had too much to drink, Margaret. What do you reckon?
I'd say so, definitely drink.
I'm with you, Margaret. I'm a one and done on this. If you run on the ground, you no longer get to go to the game ever.
Totally. It's a life ban. Deserve to go.
Life.
But how do you,
you can
how
explain
do you
to your grandkids in 40 years, look, I had a bad night. I've never been allowed to go. Like, that's it. Off.
Yep. That's I agree.
Give them the boot. I shouldn't be allowed to come back.
Yep.
I have to admit, I'm with you on that. I just don't see the point in it because it's dangerous for the players. That's the thing. And they're out there trying to do their job.
I was annoyed that they bothered to touch him because, you know, they could have been injured and that would have been the rest of the night off for them.
Remember, Margaret, back in the day, you'll remember this, when Terry Alderman dislocated his shoulder tackling him.
Yeah, My word, I do.
Was Adelaide's only effective? Adelaide's only effective tackle for the night too, which was the other stat that was a bit alarming.
I knew you'd say something like that. You couldn't help yourself.
It was a little bit alarming.
Tut, 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 tut.
Hey, you like the Grand Prix, Margaret?
I'm not a real fan, but I will take an interest in it.
You have a look.
I would like our fella to do well. I do like him, and I can't say his name. It's a long name. You know, the Australian, British Aussies.
Ricardo?
Yeah, Ricardo. I couldn't say his name. Ricardo, I like it. I'd love Ricardo to do well.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful fella. Lovely big smile. Always happy. He gets the rough end of the pineapple sometimes.
Yeah, Margaret the other day. I said, Hutchie, what's that? You like that West Australian car race driver? He goes, oh, yeah, Peter Riccardi. Yeah, he's a beauty.
It took you a minute to get the joke away. You tried four times to get it in.
That's why, because Margaret was still talking.
It wasn't funny in the first, second, third, or fourth attempt.
Well, you called him Peter Riccardi.
You had a minute to contemplate, is this funny? Should I go through with it? And you did. No red flags went off.
The checkered flag
Peter
went up.
Peter Riccardi.
Hey, Margaret, I've got a little bit. Sorry, you go, Margaret.
I've seen another name, not recently, in the racing drivers, and it was Hazelwood. Is he a brother to our Hazelwood, the cricketer?
Oh, I don't know.
I've seen the Hazelwood car driver.
Really?
He didn't look unlike our Hazelwood either.
Really?
Gee, our Hazelwood's about 6 foot
see if it's,
four.
See if it's our... If it's related to our Hazelwood.
I think it's a long shot, but we'll check it out for you.
Hey, yeah, I was going to say, our Hazelwood wouldn't get into one of those cars. He'd be too big.
He would.
He was tall like him too.
Really?
He was like him, very much like him, and I wondered about that. I thought, I wonder if he belongs to, I call him my Hazelwood because I like Hazelwood.
Hey, everyone likes him.
I've got a little challenge for you today, Margaret. Are you up for it?
What is it? I'll try.
Our mighty Melbourne Mavericks, the girls... have started playing. They're in the pre-season tournament. I watched it last night at home, and we lost by one shot at the end, one goal. Today, 2 o'clock, we play against the Fever on Foxtel, which I know you've got at home in KO.
2 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted you to have a look and just give me your assessment next Saturday of how you think our girls are shaping into round one. This is the big...
I will. I'll definitely watch this today.
The big pre-season tournament. Today, tomorrow.
Oh, at 2 o'clock. I've written it down right now.
So, I thought they were fantastic last night, the Mavs, in the first
game.
They
are good girls in any case. They're ripper players.
So, I know you're going to come along and get right behind us this year as one of our ambassadors. So, have a look at 2 o'clock today. You'll get it on your Foxtel at home. I think it's channel 505, I reckon. 505.
I'll watch it.
Tell the Rocky to turn the telly over.
What number?
I think it's 505, I reckon.
505, yeah. 505 or 50. No, it won't be on 501. We'll be on... footage on that. Margaret, now, I'll watch that.
Margaret knows those 501 to 509.
I know all those 501.
501 cricket, 504 footy.
My word.
Knows them all. And the tickets still available for round one. They're filling fast at the John Cain Arena. Sunday, April 14, Mavericks versus Vixens. Great for groups out there. MelbourneMavericks.com. MelbourneMavericks.com for tickets. The Melbourne Mavericks app, by the way, not far away as well.
April the 4th, is it?
April the 14th. So we'd...
14th.
Yep. I'd love to have you along. Hey, have you got a little song for us to finish?
Well, you know, Amanda sent me some lovely letters this week. People are so kind to ring in, and I had a lovely letter from Kylie, and I'm thinking of her with her mum, and also a lovely message from Tony Farrelly. He used to come to my place when he was a young teenager. He and they'd come all meet at our place to go out with Wesley. And he sent me a message. It was lovely to hear from you, Tony. Thank you. And this is for Monica. Kylie will know what I mean. I'm not going to be very good at it. I'll try. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference where you are. I'm up to putt now. Can't get up to that next note, Kylie, but hang in there, love. All the best.
Bye, darling.
Good on you, Margaret.
We love you. Yep. Bye, Margaret. Our beautiful way to finish with Margaret from Sunbury. And picks, if anyone knows the 501 to 509 Foxtel 9 different channels, it's Margaret. She knows them back to front. Like a programmer. Incredible. There we go. A moment with Margaret for Tyre Power. The Big Easter Sale is now on. Plenty more to come after this. Don't forget, too, you can win an ultimate mates trip to Tasmania thanks to the Spirit of Tasmania. Just get to iCanWin.com.au to win the mates trip to Tassie thanks to the Spirit of Tas. We'll head back to Benalla and a big off the record still to come on Off the Bench.